Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. I wish to address especially the ministering brethren, those servants of the Lord who share God's word in their congregations, fellowships, and countries, who believe in the fulfillment of Bible prophecies, who recognize that we're now reaching the end of the end time, who know that God kept his promise in sending us a prophet like Elijah, and everybody on earth knows it. It's even known in the Vatican. You can check it on the internet that William Branham had a special call, a direct commission from the Almighty. And beloved brothers and sisters, dear friends, God used this humble servant for the breakthrough of this last healing revival right after World War II. Beloved, April 2005 was a very, very significant month. And we look back to what happened in Rome, and then we check things with the prophetic scripture. We go to the prophet Daniel, chapter 2 and chapter 7, also chapter 8. We go to Revelation, chapter 13, in a very special connection to the end time. We go to Revelation 17, and then of course to Revelation chapter 18, where the scripture speaks about the dignities, about those dressed in purple. And if we go to the scriptures, we understand only then what happened in April 2005. It says here in Revelation 18, and saying, "Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls." Everybody has seen the multitude of those dressed in purple. The old pope left, the new pope came. And I have to tell you that history is taking place before our very eyes. It was 482 years ago that God used a German monk by the name of Martin Luther to bring the breakthrough, to bring the scriptures into the hands of the people, to pronounce sola scriptura, only the scripture. And we understand by the grace of God that since the days of Reformation, God brought forth revival after revival. Even the Methodist revival, the Baptist revival, the Pentecostal revival, always closer and closer to the Word of God, closer to the origin, to the Word of God, which was at the beginning. And brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, After World War II, God sent a mighty revival, a breakthrough to Bible days, a breakthrough to apostolic ministry. William Branham was a very humble man. I knew him for 10 years. I was in his meetings in Europe and also in the USA. I'm an eyewitness, I'm an ear witness of what God has done in our time. But there's a purpose to such a ministry that was promised in God's word, that a prophet would come before the great and dreadful day of the Lord would be. This is history, but now the message given to him from the word of God is being preached all over the earth. Brothers and sisters, it's again now a German Pope who brings all the churches which separated from the Church of Rome since the days of Reformation back into the Mother Church. It was a German whom God used to bring a revival, to bring light into the darkness. And it's again a German who is inviting all religions. And here is the point. If you go to the revelation of Jesus Christ, there you also find that the head that was wounded to death was healed. There were seven heads, but only one of the seven heads was wounded unto death. And that wound was healed. And you have to go to the teaching sermons of Brother Branham to understand what is taking place right now. Beloved brothers and sisters, we enter the last phase before the return of Christ. There has never been such an adoration. Never were so many knees bowing before a human being. Never were so many who kissed the ring, who pledged faithfulness to the person that was crowned to be the head of the Roman Church. But Jesus Christ is the head of his church. There are two unities, one in Rome, but the other one, a very small minority, under Jesus Christ, and that is the bride. John 17, known to all of us. Father, thou in me, and I in them, that we should be one. If you go to John chapter 14, verse 29, we read, and now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it comes to pass, ye might believe. Did you know, beloved brothers and sisters, that the whole course of the church and of history is foretold in this book? That God has a plan of salvation? That this is the last moments have come? So that we understand God has sent a messenger with a message. He took the messenger, but the message remains with us. What for? To call God's people out. Ye, my people, come out from among them. And those who are called out will make up the bride. And beloved, A God-sent ministry is for a purpose which is connected to the plan of salvation. This is not the time to go into all the details. I'm just telling you that the coming of the Lord is very near. The liberty to preach as we preach the Word of God is limited. You will see it, will experience it. Very soon, it will not be possible because the squeeze is going to be. But let me use the time we still have left to share with you the end time message, to tell you that this is God's time for God's people to come out and to return to God and to His Word. And His Word needs no interpretation. And whatever Brother Branham taught and said needs no interpretation. Take all back to the Word of God and find the absolute in the Holy Scriptures. Beloved, may the God of heaven bless you all over South and Latin America, all over Australia, New Zealand, all over Africa, from one end to the other, all over Europe, all over in the countries, Far East, Philippines, and all the other countries. Right now, we are reaching over 130 countries. May the grace of God be with you. May you recognize the day and the message, and may you have the grace to believe. We are living to see Bible prophecies fulfilled, and the return of Christ is very near. Let me finish this short talk with you with Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. That it might not repeat that any one of us should be left behind at the moment of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. May God bless you and be with you. It would be good to hear from you. In Jesus' holy name, be blessed. Amen.